Hello. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Matthew 6 today, verses 25 through 33. That's Matthew 6, 25 through 33. Jesus goes on and says, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life and what you will eat or what you'll drink, or nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to a span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat?' or 'What shall we wear?' For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Folks, we saw yesterday that serving God is to trust God for everything. That's why the first word in our passage for today in verse 25 is, "Therefore I tell you." This is tied to what he just said in verse 24, how no one can serve two masters, and you cannot serve both God and money. And we saw last radio challenge that to serve God means to trust God, worship God, fully depend on God. To serve money means to worship money, to fully depend on money. And you can't do both. You can't trust money and God. You're going to choose one or the other. Now, Jesus goes on in more detail here, and he says that we're to trust him for everything and not to worry about what we're going to eat or what we're going to wear. God knows that we need this stuff. And look, he takes care of the birds. Aren't we of more value than them? And look at the lilies of the field that are gathered up. They're beautiful now, but they're going to be gathered up and burnt up in the fire. Solomon wasn't even arrayed as pretty as some of those flowers that just grow. And he says, don't be worrying about that stuff. Your heavenly Father knows, and he cares for you. He's promised to meet all of our needs. Listen to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, verses 14 through 20. Paul's talking to a church that had been generous with him and giving toward the things of God. Remember, you put your money and your treasure where you want your heart to follow. "It was kind of you," Paul says, "to share my trouble. And you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit." Remember, set your treasure in heaven. "I have received full payment and more, I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen." Paul made a bold statement there, didn't he? He said, "My God's going to supply all of your needs." How do you know Paul? What if he doesn't? Because Paul knew who God was, and he knew the truth of the Word of God, and that God has promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. Hebrews 13, verses 5 and 6, the scripture goes on and says, "Keep your life free from the love of money, and be content with what you have. For God has said, 'I will never leave you nor forsake you.' So we can confidently say, 'The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?'" Did you catch that? The "I will never leave you nor forsake you" in the context of this passage in Hebrews is tied to keeping ourselves free from the love of money. The Bible says that money, the Bible does not say that money's the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. Money's just a tool that God uses to accomplish his purposes. And scripturally, we're not to worry about whether or not we're going to have enough money to eat or whether or not we're going to have enough money to clothe ourselves. God's already said, "Look, I know you need this stuff, and I will take care of you. I take care of the birds. I take care of the grass of the field. Listen, if I'll take care of them, I'll take care of you. Why are you worried?" I think the reason is because we think money's going to supposed to take care of us instead of really trusting God. Over the years, like I've said, God's had to remind me of this truth, especially as I live in a traveling ministry off of people's donations or whatever I get paid to speak. And there have been times where God has tested whether or not I really trusted that he would come through or whether or not I was counting on man to take care of me and money to supply. He says to you and he says to me today, "Don't worry, I got you. Trust me. Watch me come through." I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.